They called him the Sultan of SWAT. In the pre-war baseball world, Babe Ruth was larger than life.
60 home runs in one season.
But the Babe had a darker side. Given to epic bouts of drinking and known to have a girl or three in every city in the league, Babe Ruth was America's first sports bad boy. With just minutes left, the butter and onions finally started to caramelize. Serving steak to chefs of this caliber was always a risk. But without the right topping and a proper sear, it was suicide.
This is a joke.
No, chef.
Now, all that was left was to cut into the test steak to see if the temperature was the correct lukewarm pink medium rare.
You're making me look like a idiot.
Or whether the six Michelin stars seated around the table would be eating overcooked filet mignon. We'll be greeted as liberators. No, this wasn't some Bush-era folly, but rather the words Mikey uttered between his third joint and the time he, Carl, and the kid everyone called Beavis managed to break the lock on the gates of the city zoo. Now, as four species of monkeys ran amok all around them, and a rather irritated hippo had them cornered in the penguin enclosure, the guys were starting to have second thoughts about their little adventure. Mafia nicknames have a way of being literal. Frankie Two Fingers got his the hard way from a pair of hedge trimmers wielded by a member of Sal Ambrosio's Queens outfit. Now, it looked like Frankie had taken his revenge. As Agent Tomlinson surveyed the body sprawled across the turnpike, he had a feeling that it was about to be a busy weekend. Preeta understood that arranged marriages were part of her culture. And unlike some of her classmates, she embraced her family's traditions. But as the scruffy boy in the multicolored turban and Thug Life t-shirt approached, bedecked with more gold chain than 50 Cent on his birthday, Preeta started to worry. Her concerns were not helped by her future husband's first words. "What's up, biznitch?"